WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeofthenicesguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The BCS Salvation Army is still recruiting volunteers to ring bells at their red kettles. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says more are participating over last year as they continue to collect donations to fund next year's programs.
We're letting the folks know that we're only about 46% of our goal, and with about 11 days left, and people are really stepping up and either volunteering or donating or doing both. So we sure appreciate that.
Kettles will be out through Christmas Eve. A Bryan man is headed to prison to serve time in five cases over the last 2 years, the most recent being the armed robbery of a convenience store. 21-year-old Eduardo Vidal Colon entered a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office that included a 10-year sentence from two crimes last June. The first incident was a home burglary, followed 9 days later by entering Woody's Smoke Shop in Bryan with a shotgun, but leaving empty-handed because he knew the clerk. College Station police continue to investigate 11 reports of graffiti spray-painted in an apartment parking lot. Investigators say this took place sometime between late Wednesday night and early Thursday morning at the Woodbrook parking lot off Dartmouth, south of Harvey. Total damage was estimated at only $2,000. That's due to the wet paint coming off of some of the 10 vehicles. A fence was also hit. More support has been voiced for proposed changes to railroad crossings south of Welburn, among those wanting to see improvements at Welburn Road and Greens Prairie Trail in exchange for closing crossings at Straub and Wade Roads, where College Station Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman.
We've been made aware of plans for additional residential developments south of Sendera that will be between Welburn Road and State Highway 6. So only going to see more traffic on Welburn Road. The school district has plans for at least two more facilities on Greens Prairie near Royder Road.
No financial assistance was offered by College Station since the intersection was not annexed with the rest of Welburn. But a TxDOT representative said the state would provide an undisclosed amount of money. Brazos County commissioners have not decided when they will take a vote on the offer from Union Pacific Railroad. This Saturday marked 11 months for Mark Hussey as interim president at Texas A&M. Dr. Hussey recently told the Faculty Senate he has been working with his executive vice presidents to focus A&M as one university.
That includes the law school. That includes the campuses of the Health Science Center, the campus at Galveston, our campus in Cutter. And we are one university versus this federation of autonomous units. And that is a critical message, both now and as we move to the future, that we truly are one institution.
Hussey says it's also crucial to promote A&M's excellence and affordability as one of the few in Texas that's also a land-grant school and a member of the American Association of Universities. WTAW News time is 6:09 at 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just as no two snowflakes are exactly alike, every woman is unique in her own story. Pandora Jewelry tells the world just how amazingly different you are. Each dazzling hand-finished piece reflecting your own individual style. And now is the perfect time to experience the beauty of Pandora. Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan now has distinctive and dazzling Pandora. Come choose the piece that tells her just how amazing she is. Merry Christmas from Texas Rose Boutique.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:10. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable year-round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Clouds this morning will eventually give way to some sunshine, highs near 70. We're tracking some showers off to our north and east, and that's where they're probably going to remain today. It'll be clear, cooler tonight, 40 to 45. High pressure heads in tomorrow, lots of sun, high 60 to 65. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. Cloudy Wednesday, there could be some showers. Highs on Wednesday, only about 55 to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the high school football playoff report. Several local teams heading on to the state championships. A&M men's and women's basketball fared well over the weekend. Cowboys and Texans split. One did well, one did meh. And more coming up in sports. And your theory so far, Scott, is playing out 100%.
Yeah. He didn't score a touchdown.
Nope.
Well, they looked horrible in the fourth quarter.
Yep. They didn't.
They looked horrible.
Well, when you're on, you know, when you're looking at Shane Leckler and going, you might have to play as our quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's the punter for those of you playing at home.
Yeah. And has been doing that a long time.
Yeah.
I would think his mobility is probably not what you'd want in an NFL.
Well, and you could see on his face when they showed him on the sideline, he wanted any part of that nonsense.
I'm making money. They don't have to, you know, people don't hit me. Or if they do, they pay for it. So. New York authorities say a middle school teacher left her small children alone all night so she could go out and party. 35-year-old Laura Igora Dupla and her husband, Alfred Booby. I'm just saying.
What fun names.
They are fun names. Accused of leaving their 4, 5, and 12-year-olds alone last Wednesday night until early Thursday morning. You see, they went to the bar for Whiskey Wednesdays.
Well, there you go.
And then Laura came home with a new tattoo. Cops say that Alfred stumbled back home about 2 in the morning after he and the missus apparently got into a fight. Wonder if that had to do with the tattoo. Just saying.
Maybe.
But he forgot his keys, so he punched out the window. Well, of course, the breaking glass woke up the neighbors, who alerted the police. They're both arrested for allegedly endangering their children. Allegedly?
And were they?
Were they what?
Drunk.
Guy in public.
In public?
Yeah, she was removed from her classroom. Oh, that's going to have to make us all feel better, but, yeah, okay.
Ain't nobody walking around in women's underwear, though.
Yeah, and that's probably right. Once again, a very mild morning.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're just going to saunter out to get the newspaper. I'm not sure.
In women's underwear.
Yeah, or you might not at all. That too. Just saying. Could happen. Because, I mean, if you think about it, Christmas is on a Thursday this year, so, you know, there will be people, you know, in the office that week of Christmas. Maybe. And you think about it, the streets will be clearing out this week if they haven't already.
Oh, man, it was crowded Saturday night, though.
Yeah, would not be the time to, on the streets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm blaming that on the marathon, which went pretty well.
People decided they wanted to get out early to beat the traffic for the marathon?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
we had a lot of people in town for that.
Yeah, we did, as a matter of fact. Yeah, spending money, we like that. And some of them were... Well, I mean,
we do.
Statistically, you would have to figure that many people come here, there had to be maybe one or two who would have thought that would be part of the ritual. So, it's gonna be a good you know, if it had been Austin, there had been people running in the marathon in women's underwear.
That's what I thought you were saying.
Oh!
Info.
Well, we could check with race organizers to see, but my thought is maybe not this year.
I don't know what particular cut prevents chafing.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, see, Kevin, just playing that song creates so many different opportunities to have things to talk about.
If that makes you feel better, sure.
Yeah.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning, it's 6:15, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's the 15th, the Ides of December, as a matter of fact. Day 349, meaning we've got 16 of them to go. It's Bill of Rights Day. It's Cat Herders Day, if you've ever felt like one. Today's your day to celebrate that. Lemon Cupcake Day. I don't know that I've ever had a lemon cupcake in my life. I'm not sure. And by the way, where are we in the cupcake craze? I mean, have we peaked? Is it still climbing?
No.
We're past the peak. Okay. All right. I didn't know for sure. I don't get it. Those things are so ginormous, I'm not sure how you eat them, you know, when they just pile the frosting up on top of them. Just saying. All right. And that's it for birthdays.
Today we celebrate with Stefina Owens from the Carrie Diaries, 17 years old. Camila Luddington is 31 from Grey's Anatomy. Charlie Cox from Boardwalk Empire, 32. Surya Bonaly, she was the first woman that did a backflip in skating, figure skating.
Do what? Really?
Yep. And they doctor for it because you have to land jumps in figure skating on one leg. So the next year, she taught herself how to do it on one leg and thumbed her nose at the international committee and went, okay,
rock star.
She was, and very weird lady, but awesome figure skater.
Okay.
I remember watching her with my mom. Michael Shanks, 44, from Smallville, Saving Hope, and Stargate. Nikki Beggs from Kajagoogoo. I know one of your favorites.
I know, man. I can't, you know, I just, when I plug in their best hits CD, I just don't know which one to play for.
All two songs.
Yeah.
He's 53. Don Johnson, 65. Nash Bridges, Miami Vice, etc. Yeah. Dave Clark, the drummer and the namesake of the Dave Clark Five.
Actually, then became a pretty good business manager, musical groups.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's really, I mean, he's not Beatle rich, but he's not bad off.
72 years old. I like the barometer there. Not Beatles rich, but he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Cindy Birdsong, 75, from the Supremes. The singers, not the judges.
Okay.
She passed away in 67, according to this.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm sorry, I just kind of stumbled across that.
Yeah.
And Tim Conway.
Still alive.
And still funny.
You're talking about Dorf on Golf, Tim Conway?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. One of the few VHSs I still play on occasion.
Oh, yeah. No, no, that is. No, he's a smart dude. That's right.
He is.
Yeah. And Donna Brazile. She's the crazy woman who's on CNN. Oh, I was going to say crazy woman on CNN. I guess I would have to be a little more specific than that. But anyway, she's 55 and happy birthday to her. It's 6:18.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right. So only 64% of Americans believe it is possible to achieve the American dream, according to a New York Times poll. Now, that is the lowest figure in two decades, even lower than the recent financial crisis of 2008. Now, it's not hard to understand why. One out of six Americans live in poverty. Wages have stagnated in the so-called Obama recovery. Millions have now given up looking for work or dropped out of the labor force. More and more people are becoming reliant on the government, which never manages to pull people out of poverty. Opportunities for achievement exist, but the government needs to get out of the way, needs to stop robbing our kids and grandchildren blind, needs to stop acting as a barrier for business, such as in the energy sector. America and its future generations deserve better.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion. On sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Choose a remaining 2014 and get rebates up to $1,000. Get the 2015 Sportsman ETX for $83.99 with rebate. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Get it at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
The weather may have an impact on your paycheck. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Global warming could be bad for the economy. The National Bureau of Economic Research says people are less productive when it's hot. In days when the average temperature is 77 degrees, reduce workers' income. Workers earn about $5 more on days when the average temperature is 20 degrees cooler. PetSmart's being taken private. The pet supply retailer agreed to be acquired by a group led by BC Partners. The deal is valued at more than $8 billion, making it the biggest private equity buyout of the year. You may have to pay a little more for lobster. Fishermen in Maine caught fewer lobsters this year than in the two previous years. 2014 was still a productive year, but prices for the delicacy may edge higher. Stern AG is lowering its 2015 and 2016 earnings forecasts and price targets on oil field service companies because of the plunge in oil prices. Stock futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. gohernext.com.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-749-4061. 1-800-749-4061. 1-800-749-4061.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. It's time for another stirring round of yes or BS. The first time Santa ever visited a mall in a department store was in 1948. Well, that is completely not true. It dates all the way back to 1890 when a guy named James Edgar came up with the idea to bring Santa in to get more customers.
8 a.m. Santa's coming to town.
Santa was a bachelor until the 1800s. That is absolutely true.
Oh, later.
Oh, mama.
The first mention of Mrs. Claus was back in 1849. She became well known after she was included in a popular poem published in 1889. People have been writing about Santa's reindeer since the 1700s. That is incorrect. The first time we heard about the famous reindeers was in a visit from St. Nicholas, which most of you know as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, all the way back in 1822. Because of the different time zones, Santa actually has 31 hours to deliver all of his presents.
Well, let's be on our way. Okay, Rudolph, full power.
That, too, is true. And they estimate it out to about 4.2 million homes every hour. So Santa's quick.
Ho, ho, ho.
And finally, Canada gave Santa his own zip code. That, too, is true. Back in 1982. And his zip code is H0H0H0. So it spells out ho, ho, ho. And that is my commentary. Brought to you by Gun Corps. I was just in there the other day. They've got new stock coming in all the time. They're loaded with ammunition. And if you're looking for something unusual, they have tactical Christmas stockings. Plus, their Gun Corps guarantee. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Again, that's gun-corps.com. Or their brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station. Same shopping center as Prospectors, right across the street from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
It's 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. I'm with the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Boy, you know, they were kind of teasing us with the idea that we might be getting some rain, might be, never really happened. And there was rain out over to the west of us around in Waco in that area, but it's not here. 20%, they say, is still hanging around. This morning, winds are out of the southwest at 5 to 10, shifting to the northwest this afternoon. So our high today is 72. Tonight's going to be chilled down to 43. And then tomorrow's high, even though it's sunny, will only be about 60 degrees. Same low for tomorrow night at 43, and then we'll continue about 60 or so for Wednesday. There's a 50% chance of rain on Wednesday night, then Thursday a 50% chance of rain, Thursday night a 60% chance of rain, and then Friday a 70% chance of rain. Temperatures moderate a little bit and get back up into the middle 60s, but again, the news, I guess, is the rain, if it happens, toward the end of the week. But today, pretty much ideal, 72. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 7 miles an hour, 91% relative humidity. We have overcast skies, and it's 67.
What can a personal trainer do for you? Well, I can tell you what my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, has done for me. She helped me lose 30 pounds. She helped me rehab my bum knee. She helped me get my really scary high blood pressure under control, and she's helped me with my cholesterol. That's what Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, can do for me. If you'd like to find out what Ashley Bergen of FitU can do for you, call 492-1900. The number again, 492-1900.
December may be the last month of the year, but at Rattler's Convenience Store, there's always a ton of goodies with everyday low prices. This month features a breakfast special. Buy any small coffee for only 25 cents with the purchase of any breakfast item. Don't forget lunch. Check out their hot dogs for only 50 cents when you use your Rattler's reward card. Going home from a hard day's work? Stop in at Rattler's and pick up a 24-pack of any of the fine families of beers from Bud, Miller, or Coors. Rattler's is now accepting job applications at rattlersstores.com. Rattler's, clean, friendly, Texan.
Laughing, hugging, and looking at the bright side can all help you live a very long life. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called The Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. It's never too late to get healthy.
A couple researchers did a study of 72-year-olds who'd never exercised in their life, and they had them start walking and doing things that were not particularly draining. And what do you know if their health didn't improve?
David Niven, author of the book The 100 Simple Secrets of Healthy People, says a lot of healthy things are actually very easy to do.
It turns out that we tend to mimic the speed of music when we're doing things, and that includes eating. If you play slow music during dinner, you'll eat less food.
And even your personality can affect your health.
People who laugh a lot are healthier. They have a healthier immune system. People who hug a lot and express their emotions feel better and have healthier lives. And people who look on the bright side of things actually are 19% more likely to live to their life expectancy.
And David says you may not have to drink all the water you think you do in order to stay healthy.
A study was misunderstood by a lot of folks, and the study said you needed to consume 64 ounces of water a day, and people took this to mean, oh my goodness, I should be drinking water at every moment. And the research was meant to suggest how much water you needed to consume in all aspects of your life. That means water that you drink directly as water, water that is a part of other beverages you drink, and even water that is contained within the food that you eat.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. There's been an arrest of a road rage incident in College Station 2 months ago. 48-year-old David Brinkmeyer of Taylor is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest last Friday on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the arrest report, a vehicle pulled out in front of Brinkmeyer. He responded by flashing lights and honking his horn. After the first vehicle stopped, Brinkmeyer is accused of getting out, yelling racial slurs, and pointing a handgun at the other driver and his two daughters. Brinkmeyer is also accused of pulling up to a stoplight and again pointing the gun. Brinkmeyer told police he was not holding a pistol, but a long-handled chrome bottle opener. College Station police responded to a call just before 3 in the morning on Saturday reporting someone was trying to open car doors in the Walmart parking lot. 23-year-old Valdemar Tejeda of Bryan is accused of impersonating a store employee, then walking away when ordered to stop. According to the arrest report, it took multiple officers to place handcuffs. Damage from spray painting 10 vehicles and a fence in College Station apartment parking lot last week wasn't as bad as it could have been. Police report some of the victims were able to wipe off the wet paint before the damage became permanent. Random designs, including stripes and smiley faces, were painted on vehicles and a fence at the Woodbrook parking lot off Dartmouth south of Harvey sometime late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Heading into the weekend, the BCS Salvation Army was at 46% of their fundraising goal for next year. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says volunteer bell ringers at their Red Kettles are welcome through Christmas Eve.
So, I mean, last year we had 79% paid employees, and we're trying to just turn that around where we have, you know, 20% paid and 80% volunteer. Because the fact is that when we can have a volunteer out there, then we can take that money and use it for so many more of our community than we can by having to pay somebody to stand there.
If you're not able to volunteer, you can still contribute.
Please just come out and drop a penny, drop a coin, drop a dime, drop dollars, checks, gold rings. We don't matter. We'll just take it and just drop it in there and we'll put it to good use.
82 cents of every dollar is spent on local Salvation Army programs. Representatives of several governmental organizations have been watching the Brazos County Commission's consideration of changing railroad crossings south of Welburn. Among those speaking at the last public hearing was Chad Boney of the TxDOT office in Bryan, who said the state would participate in improving the intersection of Welburn Road and a proposed extension of Greens Prairie Trail.
Any improvement of the Greens Prairie Trail intersection has been described. We would definitely be willing to participate and support a project of that nature to look at additional turn lanes and pavement widening, signalization.
While the intersection is in the county, College Station Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman says the city is also a supporter.
Having this crossing in place would allow for an east-west corridor from State Highway 6 all the way to Welburn and then across the tracks. So as the city continues to develop to the south, both on the east and west side of the tracks, this provides another point, safe point of connection between East and West College Station.
The director of the local Metropolitan Planning Organization says his board also supports the project. Also on hand for both of last week's public hearings, but not speaking, were College Station School District administrators. Last week, we reported the cities of Bryan and College Station were studying regulations for ride-sharing companies like Uber that were approved in Dallas. Similar action has also been taken in San Antonio that mirrors current rules for taxis and limos. A spokeswoman for Uber says the company already provides insurance coverage and conducts background checks. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey, who marked his 11th month in that position over the weekend, recently updated the Faculty Senate on what he's been doing. That includes focusing the message of who A&M is and what it means.
It's a relatively simple message, but I will tell you it has been crucial to being able to change the dialogue from growth and affordability to excellence and affordability, because that's what we're about as an AAU land-grant and public institution.
A&M is one of the few in Texas that is a state school, which is also a land-grant institution and a member of the American Association of Universities. If you're wanting health insurance under Obamacare to start January 1st, the deadline to make that happen is today. If you enrolled last year, check to make sure you'll be covered next year. Health advocates and insurers are also encouraging you to review your coverage as better ones could be available. 733,000 Texans enrolled last year. If you missed today's deadline, you have until February 15th to sign up for the rest of next year. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
I'm John Reason, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. So many people without a church home don't know how to start or restart their spiritual life. If you're ready to make a new beginning, the days leading up to Christmas are a great time to begin or begin again. Consider this your invitation to experience grace in Northgate by joining us at A&M United Methodist Church on Christmas Eve at 5, 7, and 11 p.m. and again on Sunday mornings at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 a.m. to celebrate the new beginnings that come with the birth of Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Voted best in Nebraska's 13 straight years.
Low pressure up in Kansas may send a stray shower or thunderstorm our way, but I think most of the activity is going to be in the northeastern part of the state. Any cloudiness will eventually give way to sunshine today. Temperatures are up near 70. Clear, cool tonight, down to 40 to 45. Sunshine and cooler tomorrow, 60 to 65. Clouds increase tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. Another wave of low pressure could bring us some showers on Wednesday. Cooler Wednesday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
They're a good basketball team and a tough test for us.
That was Coach Billy Kennedy on Youngstown State, which A&M ended up walking away from. The ladies won as well in basketball. We'll have more on that, more from the NFL. Both the Texans and Cowboys are in action. And the high school football playoff report. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll call it about 12 minutes from now.
So Congress votes on the spending bill. And when we talked to Bill Flores last Wednesday, he was...
Omniporcubus?
That's the one. He was talking about how a lot of people were not happy with an omnibus bill. In other words, an all-encompassing thing that goes until September. What they wanted to do is business as they'd done before, which would be a CR, continuing resolution, which is kind of... throws all the money out there in a pot, and you can close your eyes and go in and grab the money. And he seemed to be a little bit critical of those people who wanted a CR, or a continuing resolution. But then he voted no on the budget, the same way Nancy Pelosi did. So I was trying to did Nancy convince him to change his vote, or did he convince Nancy to change hers? I mean, it's just, it's weird. If you go in and you look, tell me, how many cases
did they drink to come to this conclusion?
How many cases would Senator Ted Cruz vote the same on a bill as Barbara Boxer and Al Franken? But he did.
Once or twice, maybe?
Yeah, they both voted no on this omnibus. All of them voted no on this omnibus.
And I thought over in the Senate there was a chance for a Democratic Ted Cruz to stand up.
Well,
in Elizabeth Warren.
Uh-huh, but she votes no.
She voted no. Going again, because President Obama's going to sign this.
Right.
So she's been sort of thumbing her nose at a lot of her Democrat colleagues.
Well, and that's why this thing is interesting, you know, as much as politics can be for theater. Because, I mean, now what you've got is a situation where you actually have the liberal Democrats who are, you know, poking the White House saying, hey, what's going on here? But then you've also got conservative Republicans who are voting against what their leadership is telling them to do. So, I mean, on both sides, you have the edges of the party not happy with the people who they're supposed to be in lockstep with. So we kind of have this uncomfortable, unusual mix as we get ready for Congress number 113 to go away and the new one shows up. And maybe it'll be that way all through 2015. I mean, who really knows?
Well, so much of that had to do, I think, with the people going. So you're kicking it down the road. So a Congress that's going to be in better shape as a Republican is, you're basically going, we'll skip the first year.
Right. Well, but
we'll give you the deciding-making process and just let that go.
I think generally everybody knows that the Republicans have one really good shot right here to set themselves up in a powerful position for a long time. If they don't screw it up, just not sure whether they're going to screw it up or not. And then Ted Cruz, I don't know, maybe he got schooled a little bit. because Friday night he and Mike Lee, who's the senator from Utah, were on the floor to demand that Republicans stop Obama's executive action on immigration. And so as a result, they pretty much messed up a bipartisan agreement that was going to push votes back until Monday. Well, because they did that, then they went ahead and they did take some action that a lot of Republicans didn't want happen, and that was that some of Obama's nominees for positions were voted on and approved. Well, see, had they pushed it on until Monday, that might not have happened, but because Cruz and Lee put the roadblock up, then they went ahead and looked at some of these Obama appointments that did get approved. Not the least of them happened to be Sarah Saldana, who's going to be the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is going to obviously impact Ted Cruz's home state.
Sure.
Because they're going to be overseeing, she'll be overseeing the whole immigration thing. So, I again, don't know if he was outmaneuvered. He probably would not admit it if that were the case.
Of course not.
But may have gotten schooled there. And I don't know, let's see what else. Oh, former CIA on Fox News yesterday, Jose Rodriguez, who's a former CIA official, he led the interrogation program under George W. Bush, insisted on Fox News that House Democrat leaders knew about the tactics that were going on as far as questioning.
They were briefed
concerned.
On it.
Right, and they did not object to it. He said, I remember very clearly briefing Nancy Pelosi in September 2012. And she doesn't remember that, I guess. He said, we briefed her specifically on the use of enhanced interrogation techniques. I briefed her on all the techniques. Nancy, Nancy, Nancy. Is her skin pulled so tight she's forgetting? I'm just okay. I know.
No.
Peter King, who's the former House Homeland Security Committee chairman from New York, he's on Fox a lot. He happened to be on CNN over the weekend. He said that the perception of the CIA going forward after the Senate report on interrogation, he said, I think it's important for people like myself and people in the media to speak out and say the people at the CIA did an excellent job and the people at the CIA operated under the most extenuating circumstances. They're responsible for stopping attacks against the United States. And we have to stop this self-loathing. And I think that's really a good point.
Yeah.
Again, these people are, you know, they really do. They want to come and kill us. They really do. And I think anything that we do to make sure that we keep that from happening is a pretty good deal. Oh, they ask if Nancy Pelosi and the president aren't getting along. Wouldn't that be a shame?
Tragic.
Yeah. Josh Earnest said it's not the case, though. He told the reporters on Friday, the president has always had not just a good working relationship, but an open line of communication with Leader Pelosi, and that didn't change on Thursday, and it's not going to change in the future. Oh, so we feel so much better about that, right? And President Obama on Saturday thanked members of the military for their service in Iraq and Afghanistan and announced that he would visit troops stationed in New Jersey's Fort Dix today. Are there any Marine Corps men there so he can thank the Marine Corps?
We can only hope.
What a mozon. Oh, okay, so apparently we're going to have like a send-off message from Rick Perry. He's planning to do a farewell speech to legislators.
State of the Union closeout, as it were?
I guess so. I don't know. I hope he doesn't do it like year by year because it could take a while.
Is he going to do the proverbial, good night, drop the mic and walk out?
That'd be good. I'd like that, yeah. Anyway, the session begins on January the 13th. But it'll probably happen between the 13th and the 20th because that's when Greg Abbott gets inaugurated as the new gubernator. So look for that to happen within that time period. And again, I'm guessing he's probably hoping that'll get picked up and run on C-SPAN and all that kind of stuff so that he can show everybody he's smart enough to be president. Yeah. And if you care, just simply, and there are probably more people who do now because of what she had demanded from the churches in Houston, Mayor Parker in Houston, probably going to have a crowded field for the mayor's race. There was a story in the Houston Chronicle yesterday. I mean, they had probably a dozen pictures of people who just might be running for mayor of Houston. So see how all that shakes out. And then there's kind of an interesting deal that's going on in Waco. In McLennan County, they are looking to give $1.5 million to SpaceX. And the city of Waco is looking to give another $1.5 million to SpaceX, total of $3 million to SpaceX. Doesn't Elon have enough money? Does he need that $3 million? I mean, I'm just saying.
What, are they trying to put a port there in Waco?
No, what they're going to do is they're going to do a construction facility in McGregor. Hmm. And McGregor's not even in McLennan County. Now, there are some stipulations. X number of people must be full-time Waco residents who are hired. X number of people must be McLennan County residents who are hired. But aside from that, that's about the only provisions that they've put in this. And again, so they may get a $3 million windfall. Now, they have been doing production work for about 6 years at McGregor. They're going to have a test site there as well. And I think they're going to lease up to 3,800 acres, if I read that correctly. So that's going to be voted on this week.
Interesting.
Well, and again, if it were Brazos County, I think we'd be pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this ended up just kind of being a bottom-of-the-page thing that I noticed yesterday. So $3 million going for SpaceX. And, of course, we've talked about it. They're already discussing that the launch site would be down in South Texas. So
yeah, I wonder if that's the proximity to 35 that they're looking at.
Well, yeah, I think that certainly could be. There's not any doubt. It's off 35. McGregor's a little bit off 35, but it's easy to get over to mm-hmm. that. And again, yeah, it could be. And look, anything that we do that's not oil related that can grow the economy right now is a good thing.
Diversification's good.
And, and it's already a pretty diverse economy, but to have that kind of stuff in cutting edge would be a good thing.
Well, sure,
it worked for a while too.
What's that?
Well, with NASA, I mean, for a long time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's a lot of money coming in there.
That's why KEMA's there, right? Clear Lake City, all
pretty
that
much.
Stuff. Yeah,
so. One quick thing.
Yeah.
Did you see who was in the box with Jerry Jones yesterday?
No, I didn't. Who was that?
Chris Christie.
Really?
Huge Dallas Cowboy fans, to the chagrin of a lot of people that are New York Giants, because that's where they play, is in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Wow. They put a special chair in?
Oh, fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You could call them suburban legends. They're myths that apply to gardening, and winter certainly has its fair share. Let's examine a few, and we're going to point out the true facts of the matters. Remember, as you listen through my list, that each of these that I'm going to be talking about is a falsehood. Then we'll prove the true facts. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar 48 pages long of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. So we're talking about garden myths in today's program, and myth number one is that poinsettias are poisonous. Parts of many of our common plants, like daffodils and oaks, rhubarb, tomatoes, azaleas, Carolina jessamine, and angel's trumpet, among many others, are poisonous. Poinsettias, however, are not. That is a myth. That research was conducted at The Ohio State University back in the mid-70s. The results were published in 1975. Urban myths are hard to break, and it's been hanging around for a long, long time. Myth number two is that crepe myrtle should be topped. This is a barbaric process. It's been ruining crepe myrtles almost as long as Texans have grown them. Who knows how it was started? Contrary to what uninformed people will tell you, topping crepe myrtles does not improve their flowering. Research from Dr. Gary Knox with the University of Florida has shown that any level of pruning that affects the top growth of crepe myrtles, whether it's winter topping or summer removal of seed heads, slows down additional bloom and reduces the total time the plant shows color. And topping ruins a crepe myrtle's natural shape forever. You never, ever, ever want to top a crepe myrtle for any purported reason. If it's too tall where you have it and you're having to prune to control height, put it somewhere else. Move it, transplant it. Myth number three, trees and shrubs do not grow in winter. Well, that's not the true fact at all. In fact, they grow a lot of roots in the wintertime, and that's a very important thing, and that's why we need to keep them moist during the cold months even. Myth number four, leaving fallen leaves on the lawn will protect the grass during the winter. Those who make this claim probably will show you the grass that has remained green beneath the leaves. The problem is that grass may also be subject to diseases, and if the leaves ever blow away and then you get a cold norther in the process, you could see more damage than you should. Myth number five, if a plant is winter hardy in your area, you can also grow it outdoors in a pot. That's risky for many types of plants, and people will try to do it. You lose about two hardiness zones for any given plant when you grow it above ground because the root systems are so exposed at that point. Myth number six, you don't have to water in the winter because the plants aren't growing. They tie back in with that other myth. And the fact is you do need to water, maybe not very often. And you certainly need to honor any water curtailments that are put upon you, but you do need to water in the wintertime. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to give you some of the facts about tree trunks in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks a lot for listening and happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53 and time for the high school football playoff report. Navasota did to Liberty Hill what they've pretty much done to everyone so far this season. The Rattlers knocked off the Panthers 49-26. Navasota, a perfect 15-0, now earns a spot in the state championship game, and the Rattlers will go after their second state title in three seasons when they face Argyle at 4 p.m. Friday at AT&T Stadium at Jerry World in Arlington. Cameron Yeoman dusted off the Edna Cowboys 70-34. They advanced to their fourth championship game in 5 years. They'll play Mineola at 8 o'clock at AT&T Stadium. Remont advances to the Class 2A Division Championship after beating Tenahall 32-29. They'll play undefeated Albany at 10 a.m. back in Jerry World. And finally, Centerville's best football season ever ended Friday with a 27-7 loss to Mason. And you can always find more on your favorite team at BrazosFootball.com. Under the hardwood now for Texas A&M men's basketball, where guard Jalen Jones scored a season-high 27 points, and A&M defeated Youngstown State 81-63 Saturday at Reed. Here's Coach Kennedy and his overview of the win.
It's a good win. Thought we beat a good team that kept hanging around and making threes. They were tough to guard, especially their smaller guards. Fortunately, offensively, we really moved the ball and shot the ball extremely well the second half to really break the game away. But they're a good basketball team, and tough test for us.
The Aggs hit the road next week, traveling to the Kansas City Sprint Center to face off against K-State Friday. The game is slated for a 6 o'clock tip-off on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Number 4 Texas A&M women won their 11th straight game, defeating former Southwest Conference foe Houston 94-55 in women's hoops at Reed. The Aggs are 11-0 for only the second time in school history, and Coach Gary Blair had already put the Cougars in the rearview mirror and was looking ahead to the University of Texas.
You've got to get ready for the intensity, the pressure. Texas has great depth. We have great depth. What a rivalry to play December 21st, and I think that's the most important thing right now is just making sure your team is not going to define the season, but it could put you in great shape for the NCAA tournament by having those RPI points and getting a top five win.
The Aggies return to the court Saturday at 12:30 in Little Rock, Arkansas for the SEC Big 12 Challenge. They'll take on number 3, the University of Texas. In the NFL, Dez Bryant caught a career-best 3 touchdown passes from Tony Romo as the Dallas Cowboys rallied to beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-27 after being up 21-0. Tony Romo said that from here on out, they're pretty much all playoff games.
Every game that you play that's the next game is the biggest game. But when you're playing for something like we were tonight and knowing where the situation is, and you try not to think about it and just go play. But playing against Philly and both the records the way they are and the way that they beat us in Dallas, you had to play your best game to come out and beat these guys tonight. And I'm just proud of the effort and the way the guys played. And, you know, they took that approach right after the last game. They were ready.
DeMarco Murray had a pair of touchdown runs to help the Cowboys move ahead of the Eagles into first place in the NFC East. Dallas takes control of the division with just 2 weeks left in the season. Andrew Luck threw 2 touchdown passes, and the Colts won their second straight AFC South title by holding off the Houston Texans 17-10. Texans' J.J. Watt was asked what his takeaway from the loss was.
We lost. We needed to win, and we didn't, so I take that away from it.
Indianapolis has won 4 straight, and by the way, Houston has never beaten Indianapolis. Luck was 18 of 34 for 187 yards and 1 interception. Indy sealed its fate with a field goal late. Johnny Football had a lackluster day in his first start in the NFL.
It's tough to come out there and lay an egg like that. And, you know, I put a lot of that on me. I don't sit here saying I'm not using the rookie excuse. It's not me. Yeah, I'm a rookie, but that's out the window. I needed to play better. I felt coming into today that I was absolutely prepared for today.
Manziel threw for just 80 yards, ran for 13, and was intercepted twice in the Bengals' 30-zip shutout of the Browns in Cleveland. In the NBA, Kobe Bryant has moved ahead of Michael Jordan in the NBA's all-time scoring list during the Los Angeles Lakers game against Minnesota. Here's Bryant on the record.
Huge honor. I mean, it's so much work to get to this point, and it's unbelievable. I mean, time has flown by.
Bryant needed 9 points to become the league's number 3 scorer and did it with 2 free throws midway through the second quarter. Now only Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Karl Malone have scored more points than Kobe Bryant. And finally, in an unusual turn, the Pittsburgh Penguins have announced that Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby, has been diagnosed with the mumps after the 2-time NHL MVP was held out of games Friday and Saturday as a precaution. The team had him tested late last week when the swelling developed on the right side of Crosby's face. The club says Crosby should be through the infection stage by today, but will not play tonight when Pittsburgh hosts Tampa Bay. That's now 10 players in the NHL that have been diagnosed with the mumps. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
The company that's built 1 million loaders is now in the Brazos Valley, and that's Bobcat. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryant. Get the best equipment, parts, and supplies for moving, hauling, pushing, plowing, digging, all the hard work you need to do at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, compact excavators, and supplies. You'll find them at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Call Bobcat of the Brazos Valley today, 979-314-9222. That's 979-314-9222.
If you watch TV, listen to the radio, go to the movies, or simply hear people talking, you hear about prescription drugs and their effects. Sometimes these are portrayed as safe or as something that is meant for a good time. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Prescription drugs are prescribed by a doctor with one person in mind and one reason in mind. That reason is to treat someone for an illness or injury. If you abuse your or someone else's medicine, this could be a prescription for disaster. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation. Repair, fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader for over 30 years. That's Anchor Foundation Repair. High today, 72, but the winds are going to shift around this afternoon to the northwest, so tonight we'll be down to 43. Tomorrow probably won't make 60, but we'll see the sun, which will be nice. 30% chance of rain on Wednesday. It's a 50% chance of rain on Wednesday night. Then 60% on Thursday night and 70% on Friday. 67 now, WTAW, College Station Bryant at 7 o'clock.